The fact is, it has no impact whatsoever on the movement of minorities or indeed of any citizen of Turkmenistan. It is merely a system for registering the place of permanent residence. So citizens can reside temporarily in different parts of our country, but this is on a temporary basis, and nobody requires from them mandatory registration during their time in different parts of our country. So I can with certainty say that the propiska system does not have an impact on mobility. With regard to the question on the certificate, we do indeed, and you correctly remembered this, we do indeed ask a document attesting to the absence or existence of a different citizenship. This is a requirement that is in keeping with our legislation. It does not apply to a specific category of citizens, but to all citizens. All citizens must prove that they have no other nationality. As regards children from minorities, basic education, which is mandatory in Turkmenistan, and the representative of the Ministry of Education mentioned this, basic education is provided to representatives of different population groups, including minorities, in Turkmen and also in Russian. So in the regions, in light of their specificities, there are two possibilities to receive education, either in Russian, this is by virtue of our history and past, or you can receive education in our national Turkmen language. If a member of a national ethnic minority wishes to receive tuition in their mother tongue, nothing prevents them from doing so. If they want to study physics in Uzbek, then please, they can leave and study the subject in their language. We have different educational courses, such as language courses. All representatives from ethnic minorities can study online, and this is done. You know, there are different linguistic programs. There's a plethora of them. And ethnic minorities have every right, of course, to follow these online courses in order to receive tuition, any form of tuition, any education. It can be language tuition or a different subject. They can receive that in their language of choice online. The ombudsperson, the office of the ombudsperson, can receive complaints from children firsthand or through their parents. What role does this play in protecting and promoting the rights of children? The Office of the Ombudsperson plays a key role. It is the Office of the Ombudsperson which, through its work with the government, with local governments, with the government bodies and law enforcement, and through its awareness raising work and with its work to ensure that Turkmenistan implements its obligations under various conventions, the ombudsperson plays a key role in all of that. The popularity of the ombudsperson's office is increasing in several areas, including on matters relating to children. Now, given that the office or the Department on Children's Rights opened up only a couple months ago, We expect its role and work to increase even further and to be even more tangible. As regards the private sector, the Ombudsperson has already started working with businessmen to explain to them that there are certain obligations, and if businesses are not aware of this, then they need to become aware of it. Thank you.
We're now going to move to the second round of questions, and I will please give the floor to Sophie Keladze for her questions first.
Thank you.